We're going to talk about settlement, so let's find a way to launch into it. And I think what Lisa and I are mainly going to try to address are the rather garden variety settlements that we in this room mostly do, the employee lawyers, employment lawyers, trading back and forth, grievance settlements, resignation agreements, and the like. So how do we get to the point where we are going to settle? What has gotten us to this point? It's because each client has made some calculation that it is in their legal, economic, and political best interest to do so, and let's not forget the political part of it. So we're going to try to settle, and that requires us as lawyers to stop being warriors and become diplomats. And I think that is sometimes hard for us to do that 180, but that's what it requires. We go up to the brink of war, the brink of a hearing, the brink of whatever, and then we begin to try to cobble an agreement together. We've got to take a different tone. I don't twist my client's arm to settle. I stopped doing that many, many years ago. Got the most blowback I ever got from any clients were clients that whose arms I twisted too much to settle. But you can be assured when I'm on the other side, I'm going to tell my clients the legal pitfalls, the pros and cons, the difficulties, the bumps in the road that their case presents. Not an always easy task for any lawyer. I think maybe it's a little exaggerated when we're representing an individual and not an entity. But we deliver that news and then we let our clients make an informed choice. So when we put our swords back in our sheaths and we're going to stop being warriors, I think that's when we're called upon as lawyers, and we have a particular privilege as school lawyers working together in this room back and forth.